Now let's lead off with the chair of the Federal Election Commission accusing Congressman Rodney Davis of trying to intimidate her by asking for an ethics investigation into her public criticism of President Trump. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker has the story.
Last week, Davis asked the Federal Election Commission's Inspector General to investigate FEC Chair Ellen Weintraub. Davis said it's inappropriate for Weintraub to use FEC resources to publish her personal opinions on political matters. He says Weintraub should recuse herself from any FEC matters under review involving Trump, given her political criticisms of him. Weintraub tells WGLT she won't be silenced.
He wants somebody to tell me to stop talking. And honestly, I think it's inappropriate for a member of Congress to be telling the head of an independent agency, particularly the head of the independent agency that regulates Congress, that she should just sit down and shut up.
Weintraub has been a regular critic of Trump on matters of campaign finance law. In June, when Trump said he'd be open to foreign government assistance to support his campaign, Weintraub tweeted a brief statement about why that would be illegal. Davis is the top Republican on the House Administration Committee, which has oversight over the FEC. He's also honorary chair of Trump's reelection campaign in Illinois. During a recent WGLT interview, Davis said FEC oversight was one of many things being stymied by the impeachment inquiry.
We have an FEC commissioner who has led the charge, along with many Democrats on the committee that I run for our Republican side, to politicize the FEC.
Weintraub is a Democrat. She says her conduct was already investigated after a very similar complaint was made in 2017. She says that cleared her of wrongdoing.
And it seems to me that the sole purpose for trying to resuscitate a complaint that's already been resolved is to try and intimidate me from speaking out. And I'm not that easy to intimidate.
Davis's 13th congressional district includes parts of Bloomington Normal, Springfield, and Champaign-Urbana. Trump won the 13th district in 2016 by 5 percentage points. For the leadoff, I'm Charlie Schlenker.